Mr. Bean didn't answer.
"Shall I make the first cut, Dr. Bean?"
asked a very young doctor.
"Okay,"
said Mr. Bean. He felt very, very afraid. The young doctor started to cut open the man's stomach. Mr. Bean watched and felt very sick. Suddenly, somebody outside shouted,
"Quick! Help! We're losing her! Help!"
Everybody in the operating room ran out, and Mr. Bean was the only person in the room again. He waited for the other people, but nobody came back. After some time, he took out a packet of sweets. He threw a sweet up into the air and tried to catch it in his mouth. But the sweet fell into the stomach of the man on the operating table. Mr. Bean looked down. He really wanted that sweet. Slowly, he put his hand into the man's stomach. He found the sweet and took it out. But it wasn't his sweet, it was the bullet. Mr. Bean was hungry, but he couldn't eat a bullet. He quickly put it back into the man's stomach and then found his sweet. He washed it and put it into his mouth. Mmm, lovely. A minute later, everybody ran back into the operating room.
"Okay, let's find that bullet," said the young doctor.
He looked in the man's stomach, but he couldn't see it.
"I can't see anything. Where is that bullet? We'll have to find it, or he's a dead man."
Mr. Bean watched him. He thought for a minute, and then said,
"No problem. Here, I'll do it."
He carefully put his hands into the man's stomach. Everybody shouted,
"Stop! You can't do that! Take your hands out, it's too dangerous!"
Mr. Bean didn't listen. He took his hands out of the man's stomach and smiled. He showed them the bullet.
"What? I don't understand," cried the young doctor.
"Wonderful! Wonderful!" they all shouted. "Dr. Bean's the cleverest doctor in the world!"